The title of this audiobook is Unleash Your Greatness, Their Journey, Catalyst to Change. Unleash Your Greatness is perfect for corporate executives, entrepreneurs, students, network marketers, salespeople, and anyone else who is looking to live a fulfilled life. This book will prompt you to reflect on your life and assess your level of fulfillment. It will also begin a change process in your life. This book will teach you the 6 key steps to develop you as an entrepreneur, 5 universal guided principles that are applicable in your walk to success, 6 universal lessons that are uncontrollable in any path or goal you choose to accomplish. It will also teach you how to understand that everyone can accomplish anything they put their mind to. It will help you to recognize that the things you consider unconceivable are attainable. It will teach you to learn that goals are attainable if broken down into little steps. And it will also teach you how to effectively journal your way to success. This book was written by the author, Lavina B. Akoa, and will be narrated by the author, Lavina B. Akoa. Introduction. My name is Lavina Bavnani Akoa, and I was born in Ghana, west of Africa, on March 9, 1977, to my wonderful parents, Hero and Esther Bavnani. Being the second of 4 children, I had a normal childhood, grew up a very shy child, and always lived in the shadows of my siblings. I obtained my elementary and high school education in Ghana and moved to the United Kingdom in February of 1997 to pursue my college education. I enrolled at the University of East London and pursued a degree in business administration. Initially, I was confused as to my career path, but my father was immensely helpful in guiding me. Upon graduation, I worked as a human resource analyst while pursuing my master's degree in business administration, MBA. I subsequently moved to the United States of America in December of 2000, being motivated by my strong ambition, almost immediately enrolled at Fairleigh Dickinson University in Teaneck, New Jersey, to continue my master's program. I was still confused at this point and was not sure of what I wanted to major in. My first inclination in my ever confused state was to major in finance. But that did not go well, as my interest in finance was not enough to motivate me. I then began considering human resource management, possibly because of my prior work experience. My pursuit of the American dream landed me a job with ComputerShare Incorporated, where I worked as a client service associate for 5 years, managing employee stock purchase plans and stock options. While still working, I completed an MBA in human resource management. Upon graduation, I began my journey of frustration and struggle with corporate America. At this point, I was almost certain that I had figured out the career path that I wanted to take. However, after many months of fruitless job searching, I was completely broken. I had no luck finding a job in the human resource field. Unfortunately, I had to give up my newfound passion and dream. I thought things would fall in place automatically. Go to school and the job should line up once you're done. But no, this was not true in my experience. While facing the pressures of life, feeling like a failure and thinking less of myself, I met the man of my dreams. I accepted a transfer to Illinois as a tax specialist and customer service associate, and subsequently relocated in March of 2006. With that experience, I landed a position as a financial consultant with a leading insurance company. Although this was a great job in and of itself, it remained just another job to me. There was no passion, no inner fulfillment, and simply put, I hated my job. I kept soul searching and looking inside myself to figure out what my real passion was. I was lost in the shuffle and realized helplessly that I always moved in the direction the pendulum swung. Every day, I found myself admiring my friends who seemingly had found it, and even my husband Bernard, who had been able to identify his career path so easily and exhibited so much passion as an IT auditor. The search for my passion was endless and extremely varied. I moved from wanting to own a daycare so I could take care of my children to wanting to be a nurse, a financial auditor, a healthcare manager, you name it. I even started my own small-scale bakery called Venus Tasty Pastries with the hope of making it big someday. I had my plan mapped out, and surprisingly, doors were open to my business. I was baking on weekends, early in the mornings, and late at night while still juggling a full-time job. I supplied to businesses, but expenses were high, and I barely broke even to cover them. I enjoyed baking and even took classes to perfect it. The one-woman shop was becoming tiring and very costly. Costly to my health and family, with very little or no financial returns. I applied my business analysis skills I had learned in school, and it led me to conclude that this was not a viable business. It was not worth the trouble. I felt like a lost sheep. Each time I came up with the latest new idea, I would share it with my three wise men, my mother, my best friend Cecilia, and my husband. These were my life support system. No matter how silly the idea was, they would nicely talk me out of it because I could never really elaborate on the plan. The reason was simple. I was not passionate about it. I was simply trying to find myself. I remember praying to God so many times and asking Him to give me divine direction. Then my first child happened. My daughter Afia was born in April of 2007. In November of 2009, my son Kojo was born. As if this was a rippling effect, in March of 2010, I found out I was expecting my third. At that point, I had a rude awakening. I knew I had to quit playing. Although I never played, I just could not find myself. I knew I needed to get serious about what I wanted to do. I began intensifying my search and research for my career path. Work continued to be taxing and frustrating, coupled with no pay raises in 4 years and three little kids. I was miserable. Quitting my job was not an option at that time. My husband and I could not even afford to start a college fund for our second child, nor afford a proper daycare. We sought home care for my son as early as when he was only 3 months old. What a cruel world it is, I thought. I often cried myself to sleep as I had always dreamed of giving my children what I had and more when I was growing up. I wanted to give them a life full of love, happiness, and everything they needed to position themselves well in life. I was blessed to have parents who gave me the world. I completed my bachelor and master's degrees without a student loan, which was a real blessing. But how could I do the same for my children? I had to do something different. My first inclination was to go back to school and get a better paying job. But wait, I had done that already. I already had two business degrees that were wasting away. Why can't they allow me financial freedom, I asked myself. Why can't they allow me to give the world to my children? I did a quick assessment of some of the people around me. My boss had worked for this company for more than 15 years, and he was still not the CEO. In fact, a year prior, he had been demoted due to corporate restructuring and had just worked his way back to the managerial position again. How could I get up the ladder? I had my doubts about it. But deep down, I knew it would happen one day. I just could not substantiate this feeling. At the same time, America plunged into a deep recession. Companies were engaging in mass layoffs or furloughing. Tension mounted both at home and at work. I would go into work and wonder when I was going to get the tap on the shoulder, followed by the pink slip. When my coworker, who was an outstanding employee, got laid off, I crumbled and continued to work in fear. Although I was fortunate never to have received the pink slip, I realized that there was no job security and things looked very unstable. The future of my job was very bleak. The storm was not over. As much as I tried to stay sane on the job, I was still given a bad performance review by my boss for reasons that were not clear to me. I felt I had been picked on because of my frequent maternity leave. It got nasty when I tried to challenge his review, and of course, it yielded no positive results. Life at work was no longer the same. I gradually began to ask myself probing questions such as why I needed to beg for a pay raise when I knew I had earned it, and why I could not take charge of my life independently. The what? Catalyst to change. What became the catalyst to change in my life? What was the one thing that opened my eyes to discover that there were bigger and better things a person could achieve? Have you always known you are not really living to your potential in life? Have you always known that what you may be doing today may not be what God intended you to do or to be? If you have had thoughts similar to these, you are probably right. I lived in that darkness for a long time until I discovered myself. Know that your situation should not be permanent. You have the ultimate control over your destiny, and no matter what you do, things will not change unless you take action. If you pushed yourself to the limit all the time, what would your life look like today? Let's take a look at my journey. Ultimately, my journey should help you to reflect on your life and push you to search deep into yourself. Success is by choice, not by chance. Once I found this quote and had a deeper understanding of it, it became a guiding force in my life. I knew then that as the saying goes, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. You ultimately have the power to control your destiny. Nobody has the power to take that away unless you let them.